for majority of the souls, not for everyone. What is the second thing Bhaktada observed? Because you need to finish the cause. Do remedy and finish the cause. Then only you'll be able to create. So the second thing Bhaktada noticed was, that the children have carelessness in them in different forms. So Bhaktada saw carelessness of different forms in the children. Baba also observed some royal form of carelessness too. One word which is commonly spoken when one is careless is, oh, it's okay, it's okay, it will do. It's not possible to see what each one is doing. Even Sakar Brahma Baba could not see what each child was doing physically. It's not possible to see what each one is doing. But now, in the avyakt form, if Baba wants, he can see what each child is doing. Every act of his, Baba can see. It is said that God has hundreds of thousands of eyes. He has hundreds of thousands of ears. Actually, it is for this time that Shiv Baba in his incorporeal form and Brahma Baba in his angelic form, both together can see together, can see together. Even if someone tries to hide himself, and those who hide, they do hide in a very royal way, not in a very ordinary way. Therefore, carelessness is one type of carelessness is of the gross form, and the other is of the subtle form. But for both, the words often spoken are, oh, it doesn't matter. I've seen, it doesn't matter, nothing happens. Everything is okay. Let it be. Let it be as it is, we'll see later on. These are thoughts of carelessness. If Bab Dada wants, he can tell everyone about this. He can tell what you'll do. But as you tell, or you say, Baba, please don't reveal, or don't expose us. Don't expose us. Take care of us. Protect us. So Baba protects you. He doesn't expose you. He doesn't make you embarrassed. But then if you continue in this way, you will not be able to make your efforts be fast. It will not be possible for you to pass with honor. Just as you say, oh, it doesn't matter. It will do. It's okay. In carelessness, then in the result also will be in that way. You will just move along, but you will not fly. So did you hear what two things Bhaktada noticed? If there is carelessness in these two forms, at that time Bhaktada smiles. When children say, we'll see what will happen, then Bhaktada will also say, yes, you will see what will happen. Why Baba is telling you this today? Because even if you want or not want, Baba will have to make you perfect. Even if you want or not want, Baba will have to make you perfect, and you will have to become perfect too, whether you want it or not. Today Baba has spoke very sternly. Baba is saying, Baba has become stern today, because you are making plans, aren't you? That we will do this, we will do that, we will do that. But unless the cause is removed, then whatever you do will only be temporary. Then if something comes up, you will say, but what could I do? The situation was such. The reason, there was a reason for that. It's my karmic accounts. What can I do? Therefore, you have to become perfect. You will be made to become perfect. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for it?